Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling in Washington, D.C., in the bowels of the Grand Hyatt here in Washington, D.C. I mean the bowels, folks. I'm like 150 feet down. Don't try to use your cell phone down here. I'll tell you right now, that won't work. But the Internet does, and that's how we're doing the show. We're doing it over Skype. How about that, folks? We're doing the show over VoiceOver IP. I'm connecting up to my network over VoiceOver IP. And keep your fingers crossed. So far, it's working fine. This is the second time we've done this. And I should say the fourth time we've done it. And this is the second venue where we've done this. And so it's pretty interesting. Ken Daniels is in front of me, ladies and gentlemen. Ken is the chairman and CEO of Midway Wholesale. And he's one of those great distributors out there. He's from Topeka, Kansas. And he's our new friend. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
It's good to have you here.
Well, it's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Midway Wholesale.
We're a specialty building material wholesaler. We sell roofing and siding, windows and doors, garage doors, and anything to do with residential concrete construction.
Right, right. Now, who are your customers?
Contractors. 99% of our business is with contractors.
Now, you said windows and doors.
Right.
Now,
exterior windows and doors.
Like storm windows and doors?
No, the storm windows are kind of out, you know. They're,
yeah.
They're combined with the window itself.
Replacement windows?
Yes.
Replacement windows and new construction windows and doors, that
right.
sort of thing? What particular, any particular models, companies that you represent?
Anderson, Hurd.
Oh, yeah, the good, some of the top.
Peachtree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you supply the construction industry.
Right.
Now, and the other things that you mentioned, concrete products?
Yes, anything to do with residential concrete, including the forms and, you know, the form release agents, the ties, admixtures, topping compounds, anything, including the rebar, I-beams.
I see.
Anything to do with residential
How's
concrete.
How's business, Ken?
Our business is great.
Construction industry is doing pretty well, isn't it?
Well, our business is doing super,
yeah.
You know? It's going to slow down a little bit.
Do you think, you know, we hear a lot about the housing bubble. You think there is a housing bubble?
No, I don't think. There may be.
You're a smart man because that's exactly what I think.
There may be in some cities, but overall, not. And in Kansas, not at all.
Real estate is like politics. It's all local, isn't it?
Yes.
That's what I keep, you know, I don't understand. Greenspan's a smart guy, but he kept talking about the housing bubble. I don't know. I guess he just likes to talk about bubbles. But, you know, I never bought that. I mean, I know that prices are too high in Washington, D.C. Prices are too high in South Beach, Miami, and maybe in parts of Phoenix. I don't know. Maybe Los Angeles. And I know they're too high in San Jose, California, out in the Silicon Valley. But those are regional markets. Those are local markets.
Well, I don't.
Some
think,
of them are a few blocks wide, you know, and long. They're not even that big.
I don't think we're going to see a big drop in values anywhere, even in the hot markets. I think it's going to just level off.
But what about new construction?
New construction's already leveled off.
Has it? Well, but you probably are in, I mean, you tell me business is good. You're probably enjoying the breather,
well,
a little bit of a breather.
We got 8 branches in 7 cities. And
wow.
At any given time, we all in Kansas.
Yeah.
You know, we have a hailstorm going in Salina, Kansas right now. We sold $1 million worth of stuff in Salina
wow.
last month. So, you know, I'm like an undertaker. Ain't that a shame? And I'm rubbing my hands together because of my distress over
right.
the hailstorm.
What about the shortage of concrete products?
Just
is that really an issue?
It's eased off some, you know,
because of all the construction in China and places like that. They've been sucking a lot of the products that are used in cement.
Right now, we're dealing with not only that shortage, but we're dealing with steel, which
right,
is dropped back down, and then. We're dealing with a shingle shortage in Kansas.
Is that right?
Even
asphalt
though
shingles?
Uh-huh.
Fiberglass shingles,
right.
that sort of thing?
Right.
I mean, are those products that you sell?
Oh, sure. We sell tons of them. We buy 250 truckloads of asphalt shingles at a time.
Is that right? How How long have you been in business?
37 years.
Right. Now, who started the company?
Me.
You did. All right. Well, you're an awfully young guy to have a 37-year-old company.
I'm pretty old.
Started when you were six?
I was a little older than that. 24, actually.
24. So tell us about your company and some of the people who work there. How many employees you got?
We've got 106 employees at the end of last month in seven cities.
In all seven cities.
Right.
Right. Not a big profit margin in wholesale, right?
No, but it's like any business. If you have a retail outlet and you've got a Keystone markup, which is double your cost, right. You deal with that. And in our business, you deal with the low margins. It's just part of the what you do.
But how do you make sure that you don't come out on the negative end of the deal when the margins are that low?
We know what our costs are every time we make a sale. When our salesperson is standing at the counter making the sale, it's telling him right there.
The technology.
There.
You've got the technology
right.
to tell everybody.
Not only that, he can't even sell it for less than what we say it can be sold.
What happens? He gets a shock or something if he
well, yeah,
the key?
It locks up, and then he has to have a supervisor approve it.
I got you.
We can't afford to be giving much away.
No. And that happens in wholesale. I've worked with a lot of wholesalers over the years, and it's not that that your employees think that they're doing anything wrong. They're just trying to make a sale.
I agree.
Yeah. So you figure out how to prevent that with technology, basically.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what I want to do, we're going to take a quick break in a few seconds. And when we come back, I want you to tell us a little bit more about what it's like being in business and what it's like being active in the political process of small business, because that's one of the main reasons you're here in Washington, D.C., isn't it? Ken Daniel, ladies and gentlemen, he's the president, founder, and chairman, CEO, and founder of Midway Wholesale out of the great state of Kansas. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I won't be afraid just as long as you stand by me.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. at the NFIB's 2006 Small Business Summit, and sitting in front of a real live small business owner, just like me and you folks. Ken Daniel is the chairman, CEO, and the founder of Midway Wholesale and out of Topeka, Kansas. Give us a website, Ken.
www.midwaywholesale.com.
Just pretty simple, pretty intuitive. Okay. What's the thing that wakes you up at night as a small business owner? What's your biggest concern in order to make sure that your company not only survives but actually thrives and, you know, your people are happy, et cetera, et cetera? What do you think?
Oh, probably the number one thing that worries me is health insurance.
Providing health insurance for your 100 plus employees.
Right.
Where are you stuck? Where's the problem?
Well, we're over 50 employees, so we're totally on our own when we go out to shop for health insurance. So if we have a bad year, we've had 72% increases
what?
From one year to the next.
What? So see, folks, whenever you've heard me talk about any given year where health insurance went up double digits, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14%, those numbers are fine if you're part of the average, but if you're a guy like you, Ken, where you got that kind of an increase, that's prohibitive, isn't it?
It is, and I am totally committed to offering health insurance. If I can offer no pension, nothing else,
right.
Not even vacation, I want to offer health insurance,
right.
And we always have.
Yeah.
And we're managing it.
But it's preventing you from, it is sucking the capital right out of your business, isn't it?
Well, it's not, because we have changed to consumer-directed health care, health savings accounts,
right.
And then even our regular insurance is consumer-directed.
You've helped your employees become health care consumers, not just health care patients.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah. What about small business health plans?
Absolutely vital. You know, there's two parts of this thing. Of course, NFIB has been really big for small business health plans, but in addition to being able to compete with big businesses for health insurance, that under 10 employee needs some help. You know, he's juggling 10
exactly
flakes
right
already. He can't
exactly
juggle
right
11. And he needs to be able to call his NFIB, local area action council, and say, here's what's going on, and I need some help. And by the way, they're dumping on me, and I need you to intervene for me.
Right.
So that aspect is not getting talked about, but it really is. We need an advocate out there for the very smallest.
Well, you're exactly right, and I'm in that category. You know, I've got less than 10 employees, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And we've gone to the health savings accounts method too. We have health savings accounts as well. And folks, you heard what Ken said. You've heard me say that small business health plans are important. And you probably thought you didn't know whether I knew what I was talking about, but you just heard that out of the mouth of a guy who's been running a small business now for a long time, over 30 years. And what's the next thing after health insurance that's on your mind, Ken?
Hiring qualified people. We've been 6 to 10 people short for
really
over a year, and we have trucks and we have to have CDL drivers, and we just cannot have people that are on drugs or have a drug history or alcohol history.
It's hard to find enough people with a qualified driver's license, is it?
It's hard to find.
I remember that there was a time when I had a company, a contracting company, and if we saw 25 people who wanted a job, maybe one of them would have a driver's license we could use.
We'll get them the driver's license. We just need them to be sober and not have a history of drug abuse.
But that's what I'm talking about. They'd have some kind of a history or something. Yeah, if they had a driver's license, they'd have some kind of history. Because you can't be driving around those big trucks with that kind of history, can you?
Well, and we tell them when they walk in that we're going to drug test them before they get the job or
right
after we offer a job, and it's amazing
how many do it.
How many
face
will try it? You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and fail the drug test. That's amazing.
So they think they're going to skate through it. Ken, you're up here this week to learn more about what's going on with public policy, to influence it as much as possible. You're going to Capitol Hill tomorrow.
Right.
What are you
going to
do?
Oh, I'm going to see Senator Roberts, and I'm going to see Jim Ryan, who's our representative in my area.
Right.
And, you know, Senator Roberts came out for small business health plans recently, and
right,
I want to personally thank him because
thank
it's
that
really important.
Good deal. What about your congressman?
He's behind us all the way on
right
small business health plans.
We need to be thanking the people who are voting for the things that help us, and we need to be lambasting the people who aren't, at least holding them accountable, shouldn't we?
We're doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Ken, thank you for being here. Good job today. Thank you for all you do in Kansas.
Okay, thanks.
One of my heroes, ladies and gentlemen, Ken Daniel, founder and chairman of Midway Wholesale out of Topeka, Kansas. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blysingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back for another hour in Washington, D.C. at the NFIB's 2006 Small Business Summit. Stay with me. I'll be back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.